This means now is your last chance to get an American Silver Eagle coin with the original Eagle design.
The American Eagle coin series has become the best-selling coin series in the world.
Act fast or miss your opportunity to own the last year of this historic Silver Eagle coin design.
Just call govmint.com at 1-800-222-1975 and you're guaranteed a shiny, new, perfect mint condition American Eagle silver dollar.
Get them now before time runs out.
Call 1-800-222-1975 now and you'll receive a free American coin collector's bonus package, free with every order.
This exclusive offer is only available by phone. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your American Eagle silver dollar coins before the current design ceases production. That's 1-800-222-1975.
This station presents No Really? Wow!
A new study finds that making more money really does make people happier.
No!
Because when you have lots of money, you don't stress about paying your bills.
Really?
And having extra money to buy things that bring you joy makes you happy.
Wow!
Now we know whoever said money can't buy happiness didn't have either.
This has been No! Really? Wow!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Today, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden plans to sign two more executive orders today, one increasing food stamp benefits for the poorest Americans and families with children.
The other providing protections and benefits for federal workers. This after the president put pen to paper on 10 orders yesterday geared towards COVID-19, ranging from establishing a pandemic testing board to worker health and safety into promoting safe travel standards, as well as reopening schools.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. U.S. Capitol Police are investigating an incident involving a congressman with a gun.
Republican Congressman Andy Harris of Maryland reportedly tried to bring a gun to work yesterday. The Baltimore Sun reports Harris never made it into the House chamber because his gun set off the newly installed metal detectors.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. Members of Congress with a license can carry firearms and ammunition separately on Capitol grounds, but never on the House or Senate floor. America's listening to Fox News.
Life Saturday night has a lot to unfold.
I'm leaving now, let's go.
Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend. Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every
morning when the sun comes out. Will that happen?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
How about that? I was just looking at the airport has had 0.80 now in the past 24 hours, and my house on in East Montgomery also 0.80 right now. So the rain continues this morning. It just covers the radar. If you have our weather app on your phone or tablet, you probably just see a series of greens and yellows and oranges. And by the way, if you don't have our weather app, it's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. The rain is mainly gone by about lunchtime, let's say. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with a high around 60. Cloudy this evening, then clearing in the overnight hours, low 39. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Nice day. Saturday's high 61. We'll be in the low 60s on Sunday, too. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. But showers and thunderstorms become become likely on Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night. You know, on Monday, we're going to go to about 75 for a high temperature.
That's wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
They said in unison.
Yeah, indeed. No, we said it right here in the studio. It's 55 this morning, and the rain continues here at 8:05.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
What day of the week is it?
Today's Friday.
This is my favorite day.
Today's the last day of our week.
Do I have to be at work?
Yes, you'll have to work hard.
And then guess what?
It's the
weekend.
Now the weekend is always great.
Great. This is the weekend.
That's something to
get excited about.
I mean, it is the weekend.
All right, let's get this show on the road.
And it's
showtime.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
All right, how about a conundrum?
You want to?
Sounds good.
We have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. Two-thirds of Americans say they have a hobby that they could turn into a make-money kind of living thing. A career. What was the number one hobby?
Okay. All right.
So
I have some ideas.
272-9228. So more than 2 out of 3 Americans say they have a hobby. It's like Roz is doing this painting thing with the
amazing. Yeah, I told her how talented she is.
And she's constantly experimenting. It's great. And who knows? Maybe let's open up a little Etsy shop or something.
A thrift shop. Or sell it to a thrift shop.
And then I can, you know, lay back and let the money roll in and put my feet up on the furniture where I'll get yelled.
Give up one of your mini shows a day.
Yeah. Cut it down to 2 or 3. So what was the number one hobby people said they could spin into a career? 272-9228 is the number when a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Do not let this rain. You know,
first letter, last name.
This is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
It almost would make a conundrum. The one type of day that people are most inclined to buy new tires, rainy days.
Sure.
Because when it's like this and people, hey, the car didn't, you know, the tires didn't really catch, or I went a little bit further, you know, when I tapped the brakes than I thought I would. Yeah, that's when people, but don't find out the hard way with a wreck. If you need new tires, visit Don Duncan and get them at a wholesale price. All your favorite name brands, always a price that includes installation. At all 3 Don Duncan locations, serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison, ideally situated for government workers. Jacqueline got her tires there the other day. And on Bell Road, just north of 1, serving southeast of Montgomery. All right, at 8:08, let's let Sam have the first whack at this. What is this one hobby that people say they could turn into a career?
Morning, Mr. Greg. The hardest working hobby there is. People start gardening and they think they could,
that's a good
sell a little produce.
That's a good one. Basically, a money-making farmer. Is that it? No, but it's a good guess.
No. Hey, but it is true, though. Gardening, garden will work you to death. It sure is rewarding. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
I think it was a great answer.
It is. It's so funny because the soil. First year I planted a garden at our house, I was getting torpedo-sized squashes and giant cucumbers and
the tomatoes that year,
zillion tomatoes.
Yeah.
The next year, that same area, nothing. It was a disaster. Last year we used pots instead and had a little better luck. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. Leon, what do you think? What is this hobby that two-thirds of, people, the number one hobby people think could turn into a living for them?
My hobby is woodworking.
Oh, all right. Or any other type of craftsmanship. Is that the winning answer? No, it's a good guess, though. Thank you for the call. This is something. Now, I kind of did this.
Tinny?
Yeah.
On a smaller scale.
Time,
yeah.
I'm thinking of some hobbies that people have, but I'm also thinking you wouldn't go into business with them. This is a tough one.
Well, that's the thing. You know, a hobby is generally something that we find fun to do, and people think, well, what if I could make a living doing this? Wouldn't that be awesome? 272-9228, follow that thought pattern. Let's see what Penny suggests. Hey, Penny.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Is it cutting grass, yard cutting business?
Wow. Wow. I've seen a lot of people who's been, like that. It's just not the winning.
That's
yard work.
I was making money when I was a teenager, that's for sure.
Yes.
I enjoy cutting grass anyway. It's one of my stress relievers. But anyway, you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Penny. No, she reminds me of my former next-door neighbor, Sherry, who was the lady that had the old push-style mower.
Oh, gosh.
With the spinning blade.
Right. We talked about that the other day. If they weren't sharp...
And she would be out there on the hottest day.
Who's this?
Oftentimes in something like a bathing suit.
News talk, who's this?
Mowing, pushing that. Oh.
News talk, who's this?
Okay, let's go to East next on this one. What do you think,
News
East?
Talk, this
hobby.
Hey, how about cooking?
Oh, that's good. Cooking could become a career is number 3 on the list, but not the number 1.
Well, that would probably be mine.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
That'd probably be mine. I like cooking. It's fun. I never thought of it as a hobby.
Here is Katrina just blew in at 2 seconds.
Oh, Katrina.
Good morning.
Hey. Hi. You having a Category 5 kind of day?
Oh, yes. It's awesome. I got to work and get to watch the rain outside the window.
I gotcha. What do you think the answer is?
Maybe photography, taking photos.
Oh, that's a real good one.
Wow. Make a living out of that. Give me photography. That's true. A lot of people do think they could become professional. However, mm-hmm. that is so competitive.
You say that I've got a future in food photography? Did you say
that?
You do,
yes. Yeah. In fact, what did I call it this morning? Food, Rich Thomas Food Cinematography, something like that. That was clever at the time.
I'm sorry?
Not so much now. Thank you, Katrina.
Wes.
You're welcome. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too.
So cooking was number 3.
Yes.
And
Rich Thomas gives it 4 barometers. That's what you said.
You liked it. Yes, here is Leon.
Hey, Leon.
Hey. All right. How about working on cars?
Oh, now that is a good one.
Be the dollar pile of your neighborhood. It is not the one we need.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But I knew people that did that as kind of a side thing.
Well, sure.
But never opened up their own shop. Wes.
Fishing.
That's really good. Reeling in the big one. Is that it? I like that guess. I like it a lot.
Be undeadly at catch.
Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Used to be done with pen and paper, but a lot of people do it with keyboards now. Writing.
Writing.
All right. Was that the number one hobby of people?
You're a winner.
Wow.
How did you come to that contusion?
Because I've had 3 command sergeant majors retire and then write their own books.
Oh, well, there you go.
I see.
Okay.
I did give a hint. I've kind of done this in a smaller way. I don't make a living
out,
but I get paid.
I picked that up, too. I picked that up, too.
Greg's book is written. It just needs to be compiled.
Some assembly required.
Yeah.
That's going to be the name of it.
Some assembly, but also your writing in the magazines.
Thank you. So I am so honored. Give him... an no. extra bonus on the in the grand prize drawing.
Tell the
being
boss
nice.
What to do.
That was a wonderful compliment. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm Edison, please. Hold on. Seafood Bistro, you are on the way.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Assembly, would you read a book with that title?
No.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We are very busy around the boulevard. Our most congested areas right now, East-South Boulevard at Baptist and Alpha. East Boulevard from Troy Highway up to I-85. We are very congested on Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown Montgomery. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown. No new accidents to tell you about right now. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with 1 hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines.
Governor Kay Ivey's statewide mask mandate has been extended until March 5th. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 202,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. A Montgomery man wanted for murder has been arrested in Escambia County. Authorities say that Pierre Woods was found in a home in the 2700 block of Massachusetts Avenue in Escambia County. Woods was wanted for murder and the death of Joshua Thompson last November. And Montgomery Public School officials have announced the passing of another teacher. Park Crossing High School has lost coach DeCarlos Perkins. Counseling and support staff is available for students and employees. This is the third teacher death in Montgomery County this week. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Every day this past week I had to work real late. I'm working 14-hour days here at a job I really hate. My work was piled high. The boss is such a cranky guy. I love my job. Yeah, that's a lie. I've hit the wall. But somehow I survived Monday through Thursday, and now it's finally Friday. Let's start the weekend with a big bang. Bang!
8:17 on your Big Bang FM, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. What you're about to hear, and some of you have heard this before. Mm-hmm. We've played it a bunch of times over the years. But on a day like this, when it's this rainy,
it's
much easier to envision that what this is an actual voicemail message left by a construction worker as he was calling in. I think they were building a Jack in the Box or something. Mm-hmm. And he had to call and leave a message for somebody when he witnessed an accident. And this is, every bit of this is true and unedited. And you may have never heard it before. Who knows?
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala, just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Oh, hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face, and he's on his knee. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. Blah, blah, blah. We got another woman that's... She's hitting him like she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it inside. Oh, there's another one it's a little woman who looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this new big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. Come on, she just hit him in the head with a Bible. Oh, they still beat the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The woman with the little black purse is still all pieces in. Okay, he's up
He's run into his car. He's on it. Oh, I wish you would have been here, man. Oh, this is too good.
Don't you wish there was a video of that?
No.
I do. I think it'd be great. That's hilarious. Would want to see it.
But his laughter is so genuine, yeah. And my favorite line is the little old lady who's about 4 foot.
Looks like nothing.
Yeah.
Looks like Mother Goose. Mother
yeah. Goose. The bag is as big as her.
Remember when we worked with Mother Goose? Oh, look at Chase leaping in Jay's lap.
Leaping lizard. Leaping doggy.
Chase is now in the comfort zone.
He's in the zone. Comfort zone.
We did a conundrum, gave away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. I just wanted to go a little bit deeper into this survey.
Okay.
Which of your hobbies do you think you could spin into a career? The number one choice was writing. We gave away a prize for that. Cooking was number three. Somebody guessed that. Guess what's number two?
I don't know. People used to do stamp collections and baseball cards and
baking.
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 Wow. Isn't that not like cooking?
Well, yeah, I know they're very close, but we did that, and we are going to resume our key lime pie bake sale soon.
Is dog walking on the list?
You know what? It's funny you mention that, because our friend Elizabeth with Gypsy Poodle.
Right.
I don't know what she was doing. She had a full-time job of some type that she didn't like, and her dream was to just groom dogs. And
what a great story.
Yes.
And success story.
Her dad helped her, you know, get
the van.
Fully equipped. It's
And
it's, you know, portable.
What do they have, three now?
Three.
Yeah.
But it was a part-time job when she started, and her dad, who I will always love for making this recommendation, they had, like, a very limited budget for advertising. So her dad said, let's try this guy. And, yeah, now she's got three, and she's just the... It's so great. You know, I've loved watching my own daughter achieve her dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because graphic design is number four, but graphic design is a lot harder than people think it is because they have to learn every technology, every, you know...
Photoshop.
Thing you can do on a computer.
I'm sorry?
And there's also a lot of people that are in it, so it's very competitive from an employment standpoint.
Yes, it's been...
Illustrating was number five. That's I guess, comic books or something.
Or even books, just regular books, too.
Music. Well, who didn't pick? We have somebody here.
I was about to say, better pick me.
Just remember us when your rocket to success is orbiting the Earth. Beauty. I don't know what that means. I mean, what do you... Take somebody like me.
You sure is ugly.
And make them beautiful. Fashion was number eight. I don't know if that means designing it or wearing it as a model. That's another industry where a lot of people had aspirations. I want a modeling career. And it's very, very difficult.
It is, because you have to weigh about as much as your bones do in order to do that.
I never found that a particularly appealing look either.
No.
But I've told you the story about, well, I've told them, I think, I don't know about you, the fashion show.
You haven't said anything about this to me.
Oh, would you like to hear that
story?
I
would like to hear this story.
I'll tell you what.
It's story time.
We are going to get Jay to talk about Seafood Bistro, and then I'll tell you the story of one of the toughest gigs I ever worked in my life. But first, here's Jay and Chase.
Bessie? Chase.
Chase and Jay with a word for Seafood Bistro. Look at those two over there.
Does he like... He likes Jay.
He's just...
I do the whole commercial in doggy voice, but...
It looks like Jay has a hoard ornament, doesn't it?
I think Paul would be upset if I did that. You can get some bacon cheddar fries.
Oh, so good.
They're so good. How is some corn nuggets? Chase wants some corn nuggets.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah.
Who wants a reward at Seafood?
Here's a fried pickles. Seafood Bistro. Yeah, I know. See, it just doesn't work. Seafood Bistro is open up today and every day at 11 a.m. is when they open. Their doors actually open. You can go inside, sit down, and enjoy a meal inside the Seafood Bistro. You can also have it delivered through the delivery apps on your phone, or they got a neat little thing where you just pull into one of the spaces out front. Somebody comes out, takes your order, and goes back inside, and then they bring it out to you when it's ready. So you don't even have to leave your car to enjoy the deliciousness of the Seafood Bistro. 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500. Like I said, go online. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their website. The delivery apps on your phone, DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, those are all available to you. And you can see the menu on both of the delivery apps and their website as well.
It's Paul looking good.
Yeah, he's doing the thing. Did you know? I don't know where I was going with that. Also,
a random fact about Seafood Bistro.
Yeah. Did you know you can like and follow them on Facebook? It is the Seafood Bistro. Back to what we're doing over here with me and the dog.
All right. Yes, Fan is on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, man. Did you guys hear about the Tennessee mayor who got in trouble because he lowered his flags on the 20th on Inauguration Day?
No.
Yeah, he was, you know, he posted on Facebook, and they're all saying, because he was, they think he's, because of Biden being, you know, he said, well, I did it for the country, plus all the people that were, died from coronavirus and everything, and people are getting mad because that's a disgrace to the military, because, you know, that's only supposed to be done when military people, you know.
Well, at least they found something today that everybody can get mad at, and that's the fact that they stuck 5,000 National Guard troops in a parking garage with one toilet. That's how you love on the military.
Mm-hmm.
Love them or hate them.
If it were me, I probably would have flipped my flag upside down and been flying it as a distress signal.
But, yeah, I haven't seen that story, but there's a lot of those out there. Everybody had their own way of either celebrating or sympathizing on the 20th. Thanks for the call, Yasmin. Appreciate it. It is 8:27, so I'm going to tell little Jesse a
story.
A story time.
I like stories.
I think the dog's ready for a story, too.
Look at him.
Yeah. God almighty.
He is
stress, in a word.
On his back, in Jay's lap, getting
a belly rub.
I've never seen a dog look more content. Let's get some pictures.
Jay doesn't like pictures.
How about let's get some pictures, boys.
Yeah,
start
right.
Taking them off the wall. All right, we're having a laugh.
Working around the clock.
8:27.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit caravitavillage.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
But I didn't win the Powerball. Playing Mega Millions now, and I hope that I win it all. I will never work again on a permanent vacation, and I'll buy the biggest house that anybody ever saw. Instantly rich, lottery winner, calling my numbers, played on my ticket.
When it first started the lottery, and people were buying bazillions of tickets, the jackpots every week were pretty big. And I got a ticket. I went to check the winning numbers, and the first two and last two on the ticket matched.
Oh.
And for one heart-stopping moment,
you're thinking, oh man,
because the they fall between a range, and the first number was 12, second number was 13. They were both pulled. 36 and 48 were the winning numbers on the right side, and I only missed by a total of four digits.
My God.
I got $180.
That'd be a heart stopper, though.
So I think, and I used to play Illinois when I'd go up there to visit the folks, and I had four out of six up there a couple. In fact, I remember one year, I was up there at Christmas time, and they had an end of the year thing where any four out of six winner would get $200, so I bought a few quick picks at the White Hen Pantry near Mom and Dad's house. Sure enough, New Year's Day, I remembered I had that ticket, and I checked it at 4 out of 6. So I just made a special trip up a couple of weeks later to get the money.
Did you tell me that if you're the business that sold the winning ticket,
yes,
you get a certain amount of
money? You sell a big winner. And, the odds against of any business selling a jackpot winner are rather minuscule.
Yeah.
Because there's thousands of agents, mm-hmm. and maybe over the course of a year, in a state lottery anyway, 10 to 12 winners, that get all the numbers right.
Mm-hmm.
And, this Quick Stop right by the place where I stay when I go down now, the Cooper City Quick Stop, got $50,000
for
selling the winning lotto ticket.
You've been in line at one of these convenience stores where you just want to get in and out with a drink, and you're behind somebody who's buying
tons of lottery tickets. Yeah. You're like, hurry up. You can buy these online, by the way.
Jesse, I don't know if I have time to tell you this stupid story.
Okay. That's fine.
You're supposed to beg me a little bit.
Oh.
Oh, please.
Okay. Please. I really want to hear this story, Greg.
I don't have time.
Okay.
What a tease.
I know.
Did I hear you say that you and your friend may go to the Baumhauer's today for lunch?
I think that is certainly on the table, so to speak.
On the table? On the table. What's going to be on the table?
I'd like to see what he did.
Yeah. I think probably, if I'm asked, that's where we're going. And she may ask me if...
I want to get over there today or tomorrow because my buddy Don Parker, who used to manage that location, is now risen up the, because Bob's got restaurants. And he keeps saying, come down to Dauphine's on Mobile Bay. You know that restaurant that he built? It's a fine dining establishment. I think it's 23 stories up the bay.
It's in a scenic location. It's
right across from a legendary Mobile hotel.
Uh-huh.
And can't remember the name of it. Somebody out there listening would know it. Anyway, it's got rated one of the top 20 in America.
Really?
for Dining with a View.
Hmm. Nice.
So maybe we'll set something up for that sometime.
That'd be great.
Got a little clout with that guy.
I've got my photographers down in Mobile.
They would know the building I'm talking about because they're right across from each other, this legendary hotel and this high-rise that has Bob's. But you know what? It's habit-forming with Baumhauer's. Like, I started getting into, they have the Victory Burger. It's their biggest. It's a half a pound. Yeah. Enormous. And it's got, comes with everything, including queso cheese. Chop it in half.
Take it home.
Yeah. And then the next day.
You got another meal.
If you do it with sweet potato fries, some scientist someday will figure this out. Sweet potato fries reheat far better than regular potato french fries. So I get those. And they're good. Try them with the Thai sweet barbecue sauce. And Baumhauer's open at 11 o'clock. Lunch through dinner. And don't forget Wing Fingers, our buddies downtown in the RSA building at 230 Union. They'll be opening up around 10:30 this morning.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
As of the top of the hour, we found out, and Jay, could you check Prattville? We had 0.8 of an inch of rain at the airport and also in East Montgomery. Jay's checking his rain gauge now via his app.
0.82.
How about that? It's so close. Mm-hmm. Airport's 0.80. Our forecast calling for rain mainly this morning, and it's been nonstop since the middle of the night. Well, I've been up since 1 o'clock in the morning, and it was raining pretty good at that hour as well. Otherwise, mostly cloudy later. The rain mainly through lunchtime, let's say. High around 60. Tonight, cloudy in the evening hours. Clearing out in the overnight hours, low 39. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Tomorrow should be a nice day. High temperature up to about 61. We'll be in the low 60s on Sunday. Chances of some showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, Sunday night. But showers and thunderstorms become more likely Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, when some of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that storm system. Mid-70s on Monday. Right now this morning, mid-50s. How about 55 degrees? Rain falling out at the airport and everywhere else at 8:38.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
8:37, morning moon nominees coming up.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are still light to moderate all over the city. Our most congested spots right now, Taylor Road, Vaughan to I-85. We've got some congestion on East South Boulevard around Highway 331 at Norman Bridge. And it seems like every hour, every day at 231 in the Wetumpka Highway, it's always busy there. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic still through downtown Montgomery this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't you sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away. 1 hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey's statewide mask mandate has been extended until March 5th. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 202,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Montgomery Public School officials have announced the passing of another teacher. Park Crossing High School has lost coach DeCarlos Perkins. Counseling and support staff is available for students and employees. This is the third teacher death in Montgomery County this week. And a Montgomery man wanted for murder has been arrested in Escambia County. Authorities say that Pierre Woods was found in a home in the 2700 block of Massachusetts Avenue in Escambia County. Woods was wanted for murder and the death of Joshua Thompson last November. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts
Huh. If you get turned on when someone talks dirty, that means your naughty bits are voice activated.
Morning shower thoughts.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. And that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gets. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912-757.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This Sunday, the Buccaneers take on the Packers on Fox. Then the Bills and the Chiefs on CBS. One thing's for sure, 60 Minutes ain't gonna be on.
All right. Welcome back to News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 8:43. Earlier this morning, I've been teasing this all morning. Which state do you think has had the least amount of that since the pandemic and the lockdowns and shutdowns? Which state? Doing a lot of talking, but getting very little action.
Delaware.
Jay says Delaware. What does Jesse say?
New Jersey.
Everybody is really ugly there. That's understandable.
West Virginia.
West Virginia, you're all wrong. Michigan.
Oh.
Why?
I think part of this has to do with they've had a horrendous winter up there.
Yeah.
And they have a horrendous governor who has kept them really under lock and key. Well,
that's true, too.
The other members of the top five most deprived states. And by the way, we're not even anywhere close to the top 20.
Deprived?
So, yeah. I mean, so we rank high on lists we don't want to be on, but at least we're getting every once in a while, you know? So the other five, Texas, which surprised me, but it's a big state. I mean, you don't realize how big Texas is until you fly across. It's just
massive. Try driving it.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want to.
One of the interesting little pieces of trivia is that the flight from Chicago to Dallas is shorter than the flight from Dallas to Midland, Texas.
I believe that.
Number four is Georgia. I think that's probably because they're tired, because they screwed the rest of the country in November. New Mexico and Nevada. Those are the dry spots.
Wait a minute. Nevada has professional stuff, though, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know how much of that is allowed to happen in these uncertain times.
Yeah.
But that's one way to certainly get it, is to buy it. But if they've closed all of those bunny ranches or whatever they call them,
yeah.
I don't know. But congratulations to us. Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Kadai.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You've got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And I got to be honest with you, it's kind of a weak field today.
Okay.
Some days I get to eliminate possible. But guess where we're starting? You'll never guess what state our first nominee comes
in
from.
In Delaware.
West Virginia.
New Jersey.
No. Oh. No.
Florida.
It's Florida. And why is this person being nominated? A naked guy stole a police car.
Oh, that's you, it would show up. If you're looking to, never mind.
Well, yeah, an officer was on the scene on some kind of a call.
Yeah,
he left the car unlocked and running. And why is there always a naked guy near a running police car? Let's get some more on this story.
Suspect was transported to hospital with very minor injuries, more as a precaution at this point, and due to his state when we found him. Like he was possibly intoxicated or high superhuman strength, so to speak, at that point. Like I said, he's fighting officer, he had no clothes on. He's able to run to the car and fight one of our officers.
All right, so you have that one for starters. Number two is White House press correspondent, the new one, Jen Psaki.
Mm-hmm.
Psaki, whatever her name is. Yesterday, it was noted that Joe Biden, and this is all the media, okay, was at the Lincoln Memorial without a mask on, only hours after he signed an executive order requiring a mask on any federal property.
Yeah.
And when she was asked why he broke his own rule, she said, "We have bigger things to worry about." I had to get that into the show somehow. So there you go. And then we have somebody in Egypt.
Yeah.
And this is for selling cupcakes that looked sexual in nature.
Oh, boy.
See, and this is coming to America. I'm not kidding. The Ministry of Youth and Sports there launched an investigation because they were selling cupcakes, these vulgar cupcakes, to raise money.
They would sell well in Michigan, probably.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, if you can't get the real thing, you know, get a cupcake with a nipple on top or something, you know. The chef that was arrested claimed she only fulfilled an order. Club members come to my shop. They handed me pictures of body parts they asked me to make into cakes. So she's blaming the customers and not herself for being aware of local laws. So those are the three. What do you like?
I don't know. As much as cupcakes, sexual cupcakes are funny.
Sexual cupcakes.
And then Biden not wearing a mask and... I think what stands out is the guy, the naked guy in the police car.
Naked guy police car.
Yeah.
I know. And look, that's just a given in the state of Florida. If you leave a police car running, unlocked, a naked man will come from somewhere and steal
it. What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
All right. Our grand prize drawing coming up. It's 8:48.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are still light to moderate all over the city. Our most congested spots right now, Taylor Road, Vaughan to I-85. We've got some congestion on East South Boulevard around Highway 331 at Norman Bridge. And it seems like every hour, every day at 231 in the Wetumpka Highway, it's always busy there. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic still through downtown Montgomery this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't you sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto. MCS in Wetumpka is just a phone call away. 1 hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is January 22nd. Answer your cat's question day. Well, Tabby, if you must know, it's because I can't reach all the way down there with my tongue. Don't let curiosity kill your cat on Answer Your Cat's Question Day.
We'll ask Rosie about that this afternoon when we come back for happy hour. Joey's somewhere in the house getting ready.
I saw him. He's eating breakfast down in the break room.
Is he dressed fashionably on his ugly, horrible day?
It looks like he has some sort of scarf on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember I posted that picture from way back, my first radio gig?
Oh, yeah. And the beauty. Yeah.
Yeah, when I used to spell my name that way.
Different, yeah.
More people accuse me of being Joey's dad.
Dad?
Question mark?
No. Yeah, I remember the Joey post. Dad?
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, he's a handsome kid. Why wouldn't he look like me? All right, moving right along with our business today. Let's go to Jay and get our grand prize drawing started. And our first prize is a $25 Tucker, not a $25 Ducker pecan, a $25 Tucker pecan. You know, I actually refer to Tucker Carlson as Tucker Pecan.
That's funny.
The other afternoon we were playing one of his clips. That's good branding there, David Little.
He looks like a nut.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
He doesn't wear the bow ties anymore, does he?
No. I think he gave that up.
He used to, though.
So let's see who's going to enjoy a $25 shopping spree at Tucker Pecan.
Number 22.
Deuce, deuce. Dose, dose.
Joseph
22 is Dennis P.
Dennis P.
You're a winner.
So Dennis, here you are, number 22 for the week, and here on the 22nd day of the month.
How about that?
Wow, those numbers.
It's really frightening.
It's freaky. We have the works from Don Duncan. What a great thing to win this complete service on your car, oil change, tire rotation. They do a rolling inspection. If there's a nail or something embedded, they remove it, plug the hole, check all your fluid levels, safety inspect your brakes, and they vacuum out the car to say thank you for choosing Don Duncan with three locations to redeem. Jesse,
yes.
What is the winning number for the works from Don Duncan?
Going to be number 32.
32.
Out of Jonathan J.
Woohoo!
Jonathan J.
Winner!
And all right, our grand prize is a Clark's Club membership. And for those of you who own a home, this is a great thing to win. You get two annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning system. You're covered by on-call service 24/7, 365, and the best plumbers on the planet. And it's worth $159. And by the way, if your system is in good shape, this is almost like putting a little money in your pocket because it'll keep your system running. Let's get the winning number for the Clark's Club membership.
Gonna be number 40.
40, huh?
Number 40 is Roger L.
Roger L.
You're a
winner! Roger L.
That's correct. All right.
Chase is just tuckered out.
He's had a busy day.
Tucker Pecan.
He's tuckered out.
He's had a busy day, that boy. Has.
Tucker Carlson.
We are at 8:55. I'm going to continue. I'm in a sort of a continuing education series with my friends at Jack Ingram, because I'm learning all about the different vehicles they carry. I did the Porsche, did the Volkswagen last Saturday, and I think I may wander down and have a look. Learned about the Mercedes. It's strictly for education, so I can give you. I have ridden in a Mercedes many times, but I've never gotten behind the wheel. Right now, you can get behind the wheel of a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. A fantastic car with a great sports car look, too. Front end is amazing. $399.90 a month. You can lease it for $399.90 a month at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz. All kinds of other deals available. In fact, all the stores have everything from 0.9% at the Volkswagen store. You can lease a Nissan Sentra for $199 a month. That's a 2021 Sentra. $199 a month. See the dealer you want for details. If you want to do a test drive, they can bring a sanitized car to your home or office. And all the paperwork can be done remotely. If your schedule or something else prohibits you from visiting them, at 235 Northeastern Boulevard. Okay, well, the Jack Ingram family of stores wants you to love what you drive. 856.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial, residential roof specialist. C&G Roofing, with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get this party started, cause weekend starts tonight.
Tonight we'll get our drink on, that's what it's all about. Cast off our inhibitions and let it all hang out. Woo!
Tonight we'll get it started.
Most fidational, small vacational, slightly criminal, best weekend to go.
This is where we jumpstart the weekend.
Oh! Hey, you know what? It turns out, I probably could squeeze that story in these last couple of minutes that I was going to tell Jesse.
I'm out.
Earlier?
No, I'm just kidding. Well, I've heard the story.
I don't know which story.
Numerous times. Okay.
Numerous.
I have. But I've been here, dude. I've been here for 15, 20 years.
Thank you.
I've been here for as long as you've been here. Oh. Longer. So I've heard that story.
Thank you, Dan Fogelberg. We appreciate that. No, it was... He was like my best buddy and my newsman at my station in Miami in the 80s. Great guy. Jeff Chase. He was married to a real nice lady named Nancy, and her sister was a runway model for large fashions, plus-size fashions. And they were having a big fashion show at the Miami Hilton Hotel.
A big one. No pun intended.
She asked Jeff if he would MC, and he said, I don't want to do this by myself. Will you help me? I said, okay. You've done a lot of favors for me. I'll do you one. So, and this is like 6 weeks ahead of time.
Right.
And every day for 6 weeks, he says, you can't make any, I want you to promise you won't make any jokes about the size of these girls when they come out modeling these clothes. And I said, will you stop already? I will not make any inappropriate jokes.
If anything, Greg is the poster child of political correctness.
That's me. Mr. Appropriate. So the night comes. There's mirror lights spinning. They've got this big runway set up. And Jeff and I are sitting at the end of the runway looking.